Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And then became a giant water spout instead.
That's just everything to kill you, man.
So a firenado into a water spout.
Awesome. Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
99.9 KISW and KISW HD1, Seattle. A radio.com station.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
They note on the story, firenados can be dangerous for firefighters.
Yes, it's a firenado.
It'd be dangerous for everybody.
Once you add NATO, whatever's before that, like take the thing in front of NATO and make it worse.
Here's another nugget. Firenados can make a wildfire's path of destruction much larger than it would be otherwise.
Again, add NATO after word, and you've made it worse.
Jumping in a pool could get you wet.
Jeez.
Here's one more that just happened, and Bacon sent this in to us on the email. We read this earlier, but this ties into the question. And no, Bacon, don't send any more emails because I said that. A lava bomb punctured the roof of a tour boat in Hawaii, injuring 23 near where lava from a volcano continues to spill into the ocean.
Why did you take a tour boat to an exploding volcano?
A lava bomb is a large rock tossed through the area in a volcanic explosion, according to the U.S. Geological Survey.
Oh, thank you.
Has that always been a thing, or is that just a thing now that a boat got hit? Oh, it's a lava bomb.
The first time I heard lava bomb, honestly, same volcanic eruption, and it was one of the guys who was debating whether or not he would evacuate, okay? And they explained this, but I didn't think about it at the time. So you picture lava, you're thinking a liquid, and we just kind of think water, right? So this lava bomb explodes, hit this guy, I want to say just below his knee.
You sit on his dick.
But it took his leg off, and it's like, what? And you realize, because lava or not, it's a rock. So even as lava, it still weighs as much as a rock. So basically this giant molten rock, and kind of forget that part, hit him in the leg, and it wasn't about his burns, man. It took his leg off. And that's the first time I heard lava bomb.
Some of these times when they blow, you don't see how far. It can be like 400 feet that they're being blown through the air, and then by the time it, you know, comes down, it's somewhere
else. It's a rock.
Yeah, exactly.
It's crashing through your boat.
So this rock comes down through the roof of this tour boat, and it was the size of a basketball. 23 were injured on the boat total.
God.
Four passengers on board the boat were taken by ambulance to the Hilo Medical Center. Two of those passengers are in stable condition, but the third, a woman in her 20s, she was listed in serious condition with a fractured femur. So we know where that hit her.
Now think about this.
I think she took the blunt of that.
You said it's the size of a basketball.
Right.
And 23 people were injured.
9 other passengers who were on board the boat drove themselves to the hospital. And according to the fire department, their injuries were superficial. So it's unclear the total number of people on the boat, et cetera, et cetera. But, yeah.
People are now...
Hawaii is a very expensive place to go on vacation. It's very expensive to get a plane ticket there. The hotels aren't cheap.
The food
is expensive. It's not one of those places where you can go like, we'll save a buck and eat in and go to the grocery store.
You'll literally save a buck.
You'll spend more money at the grocery store eating in than you would if you went out to a restaurant, a nice one, and ate. And then you go there and you get on a tour boat, which, by the way, those tours aren't cheap
either.
They're
not cheap.
They're like $50 to $100. Go on the excursion. See the this. See the that.
See a lava
ball. You know, you got a lava ball hitting you on the size of a basketball, breaking your back.
But to be fair, you went to an active volcano.
Pretty cool.
You talked about the fact that there was the brush fire, then that became a firenado.
Mm-hmm.
So you would think, okay, it's headed toward the Colorado River, which did, in fact, extinguish the flames, but then it just became a waterspout.
Which turned into a sharknado.
And then the experts explained that firenados are dangerous. Somebody said if you had anything, once NATO follows whatever you said first, it's bad. And someone gave us this. They said, poop, a poop NATO. That's bad. Booger NATO. They're saying you're right. If you had NATO, it's just bad. But if you said, man, it was a poop-nado, we understand what happened.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That was diarrhea of the worst kind. It's like, add NATO, people understand.
Unless it's food.
Like a buffet NATO?
Or like that.
Wing NATO.
Potato.
Potato NATO? Is that a thing?
The one that's all curled up and. We were talking about it just a while ago.
The potato.
It looks like a bunch of potato chips kind of stuck together.
Yeah, it looks actually really good.
Potato NATO?
Somebody said, I got cheesy cheddar. Potato.
Call potato NATO.
Right. It'd be like, all right, I'm in.
Would you eat a potato?
Sure.
I would too.
Did we make it a mouse with this panini press?
Yeah. Not anymore. Throw it away, I think.
Hello, Andy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hello, Andy. Let's go with this. Where is the worst place you've taken a dump? Whether that be where you were in your pants or whether that be just the location of the said bathroom, where is the worst place you've taken a dump?
It was in my buddy's dad's office in his garbage can.
Okay.
We ended up getting a hold of his bottle of Crown, and we were about 15, and I sat down, started doing the business, and he walks in, he goes, "Boy, what the F are you doing?" And I looked right at him cross-eyed and wasted, and I said, "It doesn't matter, because it's not my garbage can."
So you don't remember any of this?
I haven't a clue. Next thing I know, I woke up in the bathtub with vomit on me.
Okay.
Did his father bring this up to you later?
Yeah, he approached me about it, but I have. I mean, to this day, I can't remember any part about it. I just know what I've been told.
I believe you, but I will say this. Even if I knew there's no chance you'd remember, maybe somebody kidnapped you, you disappeared for 30 years. If at any point you pooped in my trash can, I would still bring it up to you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They can save you from a well. You know what I mean? He was trapped in well for 19 days. You know him? But he asked in my trash can, and I haven't brought it up to him yet.
From what I understand, both the bathrooms in the house were being occupied at the time, and I was doing the dance, so I just found the nearest convenient spot.
Okay,
that's fair enough. I mean, I pooped in a trash can once. The bathroom was occupied. It was the laundry room of my apartment complex. I had to go, pooped in the trash can, which was in a bag, by the way. I did pull that out. I wiped my ass with a dryer sheet. I want to let you know they are not effective at all, and they are incredibly poor. So I wiped my ass, and basically my fingers are covered in poop, and my ass smelled slightly of bounce. It was a very
I think the worst place I ever pooped was a as far as the elements are concerned, it was at a state park. And you know that smell, that overwhelming smell of just, I mean,
everyone.
Heavy mm-hmm. heaviness. And a bag of lime needs to be poured down in there. All of those things need to be done. And it was so thick. And I remember the floor was still damp, but it was hot. It was in the summer. And the whole bathroom, especially underneath the bowl, was mosquitoes. They're just all. I gotta go. And I mean, I'm here. It does have toilet paper, all those things. And my ass got lit up by mosquitoes. I tried to just S as fast as I could.
How long do you think you're in there? Is it one of those bathrooms you could smell before you got there? Because to me, that's always the telling sign.
Yeah. There was one. Well, see, that was worse just based on, I think, the bugs. And how bad the actual stink was. One of the worst craps I ever had to take was on Rainier at about 10,000 feet, and it was a whiteout, and it was a blizzard.
Right.
Now, thank God, there's an outhouse out there.
Yeah.
It's a little box. It sits by itself, but the wind is blowing so strong you can't even open the door on this place. You know what I mean? It's insane. And your poop basically. You have, all these different kinds of pants that you have to take off.
Sure.
So that's hard. You're all bunched up, and you can't really poop. And then there's this huge pile of frozen crap below you, which is about 4 or 5 feet.
But that has to keep the stink in check.
I'm pretty sure that your poop freezes as it falls.
I would think. Instant, right?
And you can feel the wind blowing through everything. Yeah. Everything's whistling. You got goggles on. It's very uncomfortable.
I've never pooped in goggles. It's strange. I can say that.
It's strange.
I've never had goggles thing. On.
Your butt freezes to the seat. It's just like, no, it's, God forbid you have a messy one. Because then it's just.
Icicles.
Yeah. And then, it was horrible.
I will say the.
I had goggles
with me. But the opposite of that is just having to use a porta potty at Burning Man. I mean, you're in the desert,
man.
How bad did
and
that
everyone's
stink?
Everyone's high, whatever.
But right, but also just 10, 11, you know, people just have to poop.
Sure.
Just normal things. But it was fine most days. And the last day I was there, I had like the...
Did you have wet wipes?
No. But the last day I was there, I had like the messy one that just... It felt like I was in there forever, wiping, and you just wipe, and you're dripping sweat.
And you never know. You're never clean.
I'm thinking about it right now makes me feel disgusting.
The smelliest bathroom I've, and this is in the middle of a city. It is 30th Street Station in Philadelphia, the train station. And this is a massive train station. And I have to poop, and it's one of those deals like, oh, my God. It was close by. And I go running in there. I ask a security guard, hey, man. Where's your bathroom? And he points down this very, very shockingly long hall. And right. In spite of how long the hall was, you take two steps into the hallway, and you could already start smelling the bathroom. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me, right? Because, and as you're getting closer, dude, it's just getting thicker and heavier. And I just remember opening the door, and it was like warm and moist, and clearly the stink was all in here. And it was such a miserable experience because I was already like cramped up, felt bad because I've been going all over Philly. I'm in a car, you know, like I've got to poop. I can't do it outside. There's people everywhere. I finally get in there and you do that thing where you try to hold your breath. And this is what happens. I run out of breath and now I'm taking those big gulps of air and I realize I'm just sucking in the stink of this place. By the time I got out of there, and yes, I pooped, I handled my business. I felt so defeated and I felt so gross. I'm like, I took big gulps of the stink. Yes, and to this day, I will not go back to that train station, man.
Well, it's just terrible,
I've
too.
I've never, ever.
Going to the bathroom is such a relieving thing.
Not at all.
Right? But then coming out, and you're like, oh, I feel grosser than I went in.
I did. I felt like I should have just pooped my own pants, man, because at least the stink that's on me would be my own. Yeah. You know, you feel like you go in there and somebody, your clothes absorb everyone else's whatever is going on in their life. And I thought, oh, my God. And you end up grumpy. Mm-hmm. I ended up grumpy because I pooped in the stinkiest place ever.
Reason we asked, worst place you've ever taken a dump. We go to lovely Longview, Washington. A shopper's disgusting and surprising act at a store was caught on video camera, and the store is still hoping to identify the person responsible.
Oh, no.
Staff at Prospector Liquidation Store.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. On 3rd Avenue said a woman walked into their store about noon, paid cash for rubber gloves and baby wipes, and took off, leaving behind a number 2 on aisle 1.
Damn!
On aisle 1?
She got baby gloves, baby wipes, rubber gloves, and pooped on the floor?
Authorities said they couldn't do much until they identified the woman. They say that this might not be her first time and her last, since they've had incidents like this before. I saw her come in. She went off shopping. I said hello, and then I really didn't see her again until she came to check out. I went over by the tarps, and you couldn't miss it. It was what I thought it was. Very obvious. Then I was like, what am I going to do? I got to clean this up. So I cleaned up the mess. Surveillance video shows a woman apparently wearing a medical scrub uniform making her way between stacked goods when she squats down and does her duty. Video then shows the same woman return to the scene with a shopping cart, throw a wad of tissue paper that workers say she stole from another aisle, and then she headed for the checkout stand. What's really strange, Young said, is that the woman walked right by the bathroom key in the bathroom. After the fact, employees noticed that the woman hid and removed an ID tag on her way into the store, which was showing when she first walked in. And if you know anything about Longview, Washington, they probably didn't notice the smell either because the entire town smells that way. Still to come, your guess is as good as mine. The categories will be athletes and light beer, and we've got your emails coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Still to come, your guess is as good as mine. The categories, athletes and light beer. And Ask the Men's Room is coming up right before we drink a toast with a shout of the day. First time for a few emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail.
All right, let's just jump right into the birthday emails if we could. What do we got here? All right, guys. And Wobbin, I'd like to get a shout out to my fantastic daughter, Sarah. She turns 19 today. No H, by the way, Ted. No H.
Oh, excellent.
And would love an uh-oh lookout, followed by an owl hitting the window, and then maybe a little wedding puke, please. I've been listening since the buzz days. Thanks so much for the countless hours of laughs. That from Cliff in Ording.
Uh-oh, look out.
Hola, Bacholas. It's Francisco's 20th today. Could we help him celebrate with some turtle wax? Maybe an explosion in the paws. Happy birthday, Francisco. You're the best, and cheers to another year.
Uh.
Bitolas, I want to wish my son Seth a happy 21st birthday. It seems like it was just yesterday. Tell him we are... Oh, no, sorry. I want to wish my son Seth a happy 21st birthday, but it was yesterday, so I know I can't. If I could, I'd have him tell how proud I am of him. Maybe next year, that from Dad, pronounced J.R.
You're not so proud that you remember his birthday.
You forgot his birthday. Oh, my God, you forgot his birthday.
Don't fall for that, man.
Oh, wow, Seth.
You know, Seth, let me just ask you this, and I don't know the answer. Did he remember Father's Day? Because that's the one people forget, right? If you remember Father's Day, you screwed your kid.
You might want to forget that one next year yourself.
Man, oh, man.
Oliver Cholas, today is my son Dan's 26th trip around the sun. He is a loyal...
Oh, today is his birthday.
Yeah, men's room listener. Please send him an OG fish sandwich and the Dirty Germans talking alternative uses for mayonnaise. Happy birthday, son. Love, Pops.
Fish sandwich.
Yeah, there are no alternative uses for my homemade mayonnaise. All you do is scramble my eggs and it will produce...
Yeah, I mean, if you like mayonnaise, we could use it for a lot of things. First, I'm thinking thought lubricant.
Yeah.
Bitch's birthday shout out to my lovely wife, Sarah. She is 26 today, and nothing would make her birthday more special than hearing a barbershop quartet fish sandwich. And how about some German thrill and Aussie Ted talking about American Sign Language? Thanks, guys. That from Eric.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side. Oh, yeah. I smell the fish sandwich, maybe some dill relish in the morning, at noon, and at night.
Yeah, what I like most about this signed language is that you get to use all of your fingers.
Yeah, Ted here from Melbourne. I don't know a ton about your American Sign Language, but if you see my platypus horizon, you know I'm into you.
Yeah, the platypus.
Guys, I want to wish my girlfriend, the lovely Angela, a happy 40th birthday. Can I get an original fish sandwich and the Dirty Germans talking about some birthday spankings, please?
Fish sandwich?
Yeah, it all depends how old you are for your spankings. But remember, you will be spanking me in the front.
Yeah, so be a lot of spanking. You on me, me on you. Just wear a thong. It'll be easier.
Yeah.
Oliver Cholas, today is my 35th birthday. I love it when you guys talk all over each other. Maybe Robin could talk in German, and Miles, Thrill, and Ted could complain about each other. Thank you, guys. You guys put on an amazing show each and every day. That from Josh. Oh, let me think.
I think it's kind of strange you want to complain about each other. There's not much to complain about. I come in, I piss ice once early. I'm sure they're jealous of me. But if you can look at me, it makes sense. Nothing to be mad about.
All right, guys. Here you go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Let's get a contestant on the line for Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. We'll take caller 9844-999. Ola, Your Guess Is As Good As Mine is coming up here in just a few minutes. Couple extras here. Sex before dinner. Ted, I believe that this
always
is
a winner.
Yeah, like the shower beer. This is pretty well your institution. You've come to recommend that if you're going to have sex, do it before you go out.
Do it before dinner.
Right.
And then you skip that whole weird conversation of what you're going to have. And I think you enjoy dinner more.
You enjoy dinner more. You're not thinking, look, first of all, you'll save money. Second of all, you don't mind slowing down, feeling a little tired during dinner. Drink as much wine and beer as you want. It doesn't matter.
Basically,
you know what I mean?
Sometimes even if you're tired and come around, they go, would you guys like to see a dessert menu? If you've already had sex, absolutely. Bring the dessert menu. We're in no hurry to get home.
One for everyone here.
Right, seriously. Who wants creme brulee?
Right.
Anyway.
Right.
Sex before dinner, the subject. Oh, man, just had sex before dinner. That is great. We did the deed. Mm-hmm. Then we went and ate good food, carnitas. Now I'm full and tired. There's just TV and sleep. Thanks, guys. That from Eric.
And something else to consider, and this is true. Wow. If you think you're going to get laid after dinner, you make a difference with your menu. It's like, you don't mind getting the garlic fries now or the hot wings.
Yeah.
It's not going to come back to haunt you. It's like, whatever. Either. Yeah.
Oliver Cholas.
I mean, cover that whole thing in sriracha.
Doesn't matter now.
I am a small-time farmer and sell some of my produce at the local farmer's market. My business name is Twigs and Berries. And I like to say that I specialize in DSP, D-shaped produce, which is a fun inside joke with my friends. This last market, I got a picture with my market partner. When I looked at the particular picture, I realized that the greens coming out of the purple head of cauliflower directly in front of us looked like a giant penis, complete with a huge vein and a bag of berries squishing out the box. Magical. I attached the picture for your viewing pleasure. You are the best part of radio. That from Christy. Smash. Christy, thanks so much. I'm glad whenever you see
we're going to post that for everyone's enjoyment.
Shaped like a penis, that you take the time to send us a picture of that.
Because, I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, if you ever want to, you know, carve a penis into your lawn with, you know, gasoline, whatever, please send us those. We're like Google Earth. You know what I mean? We'll take it every time. Subject is, what do we got here? Subject is the Fisher House. Guys, I want to give a shout out to everybody who came out to our fifth annual Patriotic Pinup Barbecue Silent Auction for the Fisher House and the Snohomish County Fire District 26. Happy to say we raised almost $3,000 to split between the two of them. Hope to have an even bigger event next year. That from Dave and Gold Bar. Nice work, guys. Couple more here. What else? This is a downer, but I'll read it anyway.
Oh, good.
Bachola's last few days have been very challenging. Our family, our best dog friend, Zeus, of 13 years, decided it was time to leave us. He passed away peacefully in his sleep. I send this message not to bring you down, guys, but it's a thank you. Your show is a welcome distraction, and the laughs do help. They allow us time to let go and heal. I hope you all know that when people are having a rough day, they can count on the Men's Room for laughs and fun. Thanks so much. That from Daniel, whose dog Zeus died.
Does he mean a show or people going to like men's rooms of restaurants and just giggle?
Yeah, I think that's what he's
because that's how you make people uncomfortable.
Which is pretty creepy. It really is. All right, time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. We give you a couple of categories every week. And then from there, it's up to you to pick a category and get as many right in said category before three strikes. And you're out, Steve. Do we have a contestant ready to play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
We do, Miles. And again, Miles, thank you for the jam and music.
Absolutely.
Hello, Travis. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola,
douche pickles. Hola.
All right there, Travis. How you doing?
I'm doing awesome. And you?
Oh, doing well. Thank you. Welcome to Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. Tell us a little about yourself. What do you do for a living?
I manage a transload facility for overseas containers.
Oh, really?
Do you know what's in the container?
Yeah, are we ever getting good drugs or anything like that? I guess you can't talk about that now, can you? We'll have to wait till off the air.
I can't tell you what's in.
You can't tell us
what's in. Just aluminum, various metals, stuff like that.
There's supposed to be 15 televisions in here. Ironically, only 14 showed up.
That's what I think. If you're going to steal TV, steal like four of them.
Yes, exactly.
That way they don't think it's you.
All right, let's go.
Yeah, I saw that season of The Wire. It seems pretty easy to make those things disappear.
I know.
Yeah.
Come on.
So what we have is the 10 best-tasting light beers in America is one category, and the other is the 10 most famous athletes in the world, in the entire world. So do you want to go athletes or beer on Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
Boy, I know there's more athletes than just football, and I'm not a beer drinker, but let's go beer.
You're going to go beer. All right. Survey
is it the
says
states or the world?
As far as athletes?
No, beer. The beer.
The beers are the they are the best selling, best tasting light beers in America. However, not all of the beers
are American beers.
Are American
right?
beers.
Okay. All right.
Correct. Like if you were to say Budweiser, that is owned by InBev, which is a foreign company. So technically, even though it's an American beer, it's not owned by
not anymore,
the United
right.
States company. But okay. See, so you get, lines get blurred in, no matter what you do on this deal. So the idea here is the top tasting light beers in America. You have to get as many right out of the 10 before three strikes and you're out. So these aren't the 10 best selling light beers in America, which is completely different. These are the 10 best tasting light beers in America.
Boy, these are going to be complete guesses. I'm gonna start off with Miller Lite.
Miller Lite.
Nice.
Ted enjoys a nice cold Miller Lite.
I do.
That is the number one best-tasting light beer in America. More Americans prefer Miller Lite based on taste alone. Tastes great and
less filling.
Absolutely, less filling. Yes, Miller Lite.
I buy it because it's less filling.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean. I would say just knock out the big ones. Like
these are all
Miller
light beers.
Light, Coors Light, Bud Light.
Does Corona make it as a light?
They have a light beer.
Yeah, they're all. These are all technically light beers.
Right,
they say light on the label.
All right, okay.
Let's go with the norm Bud Light.
Yes, Bud Light is number three.
And let's go with let's just go right on down the list. the Silver Bullet Coors Light.
Oh, yeah.
Coors with a Q. Number six on the
That's
list.
Number six.
Coors Light.
Mm-hmm.
Ted, I feel
Bush
like this
Light.
Would be your wheelhouse.
Bush Light? This is the best tasting light beer in America.
Yeah.
Not the top
and
selling.
I don't drink beer.
Try. Man, I always like Natural Light too.
Yeah,
there's
Natural Light.
Bud product. There's Amstel Light.
Yeah, Natty Ice Light or whatever.
Natural Light.
I need Natty Ice Light. Oh, my God.
I mean, I drink it, but I don't know if they make it anymore. I think it's just Natural Light.
Yeah.
Natural Light.
You want to go with Natural Light as a guess?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. You have two strikes. You've gotten 3 out of 10. Number 6, Coors Light. Number 3, Bud Light. And number 1, Miller Light. There are 7 light beers that remain, and the best-tasting light beers in America. You have 1 strike remaining.
All right, Ted, you're more the light beer guy, but as far as what you think universally, do you, like you said Amstel Light. I was thinking that. Like it's.
I'm just trying to think of other like giant famous light beer. Right.
I'll give you guys one hint.
All right.
There is a Mexican beer that is under 130 calories that does not say light on the bottle, but in Mexico it is known as a light beer.
Corona, Tecate, Modelo?
How's it say? Tecate?
Maybe Modelo.
It's under 130 calories, which I guess is technically considered a light beer. It just doesn't say light on the can. And we know this based on its massive advertising, and they've gone through a couple changes here as far as their spokesperson in the United States in the last few years.
Dos Equis. That's got to be Dos Equis.
Maybe.
Say Dos Equis.
Go Dos Equis. All right.
Dos Equis.
Dos Equis, number 10 on the list of the top 10 best-tasting light beers in America. You've gotten 4 out of the 10, 1 strike remaining, 6 left.
People suggested Michelob Ultra and Corona Light.
I was just going to say Michelob Ultra.
Michelob Ultra comes in at number 9.
All right.
Good call,
and the best-tasting light beers in America. All right, you've gotten 5 out of the 10.
Someone also suggested lukewarm Steel Reserve Light, but probably not.
No.
Let's see. The Modelo's, they have Natural Light. Let's see.
They say right on the can, don't throw this into a garbage can. Discard on the side of a road.
Right.
Ice House Tall Boys say the same thing. Don't recycle. Just throw away at your campsite.
Throw out of moving car vehicle.
Exactly.
I saw somebody try to steal a 24-ounce can of beer this weekend. It was an Ice House.
Of course. Only the best.
Steel Reserve says don't put this in a garbage can.
What about maybe Sam Adams Light?
Yeah, somebody suggested that. Just came in.
What about the one you guys love? Is it Yingling make a light one?
I don't
Yingling,
know.
Yeah. But Yingling makes all kinds of good beer.
Oh, my God. You guys are killing me here.
I like Heineken Light. I mean, I don't. It's not that I don't like light beer. It's fine. I just rarely drink it, I guess is the thing. So I don't know.
Yeah, when I think light beer, I just always go Bud, Miller,
Miller
Coors.
Right, right.
Okay, what are you thinking?
Someone has suggested Milwaukee's best light.
So far, you've got Miller Light, Bud Light, Coors Light, Michelob Ultra, and Dos Equis. There are 5 light beers remaining. All have light in the title of the name.
And these are
The best tasting light beers in America.
America.
Maybe Corona Light.
Does Rainier make a light beer, Rainier Light?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think they might have back in the day, but I haven't seen it.
Keystone Light? Get a couple suggestions for that coming in.
The Never Bitter Beer.
Keystone Light.
Oh! Sorry. All right. You guys got any guesses there?
I'm looking at what people... Again, Heineken Light has come in. I don't
Heineken
know.
Light, hold on. Number 4.
Really?
Number 4
okay.
on the list.
All right, then I'm going to go back to Amstel Light.
Amstel Light, number 5. And I always thought that Amstel Light basically was Heineken Light. Weren't you under the impression basically...
They're connected.
They're connected, but they're different.
Have you ever had a regular Amstel Light?
Not
I
in America.
I don't think I ever have.
But I think they sell it everywhere else.
Okay, all right.
It's like, when's the last time you had a regular Coors?
Oh, man, they're good, though.
They're good.
I had one at Red Robin.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, exactly. I had it on draft. Like, Coors on draft. Give me one of those.
Pabst Blue, MGD 64.
No.
That's right.
So far, Miller Light, Bud Light, Heineken Light, Amstel Light, Coors Light, Michelob Ultra, Dos Equis.
Corona Light.
Corona Light number 7.
Son of a bitch.
All right. One of your old faves, Steve, and number 2. but the lighter version.
Sam Adams Light.
Sam Adams Light comes in at number two.
I didn't know they made a light beer.
And one more on the favorite list that includes a light beer that you probably never drink because it doesn't matter to you. Get out of town. You got this one.
Steel. What's the one from Pittsburgh?
Iron City? No.
Can't be.
Talking Yingling Light.
Is it Yingling Light?
Number 10. Right. The top 10 best-tasting light beers in America. Number 10, Dos Equis, followed by Michelob Ultra, Yingling Light, Corona Light, Coors Light, Amstel, Heineken Light, Bud Light, Sam Adams Light, the number one light beer in America. According to tasters, that would be Miller Lite. All right, still to come, the return of Ask the Men's Room. And speaking of drinking, we will drink and toast with the shot of the day on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up, we'll drink and toast. Shot of the day is moments away, but first...
It's been said that there are no stupid questions. We disagree. Because you keep asking them. Will I ever find love? Why is the sky blue? Is that rash an STD? Is the world round? Is my mom a whore? Questions that need answers. And yes, we can help. This is Ask the Men's Room.
If you have a question for Ask the Men's Room, just shoot us an email to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. Make the subject Ask the Men's Room and ask away. And away we go. This one says, guys, I've got two questions. If the lovely Robin Fox were to drop one of the seven dirty words in German, would you have to dump it? I believe that is correct. I believe you have to dump it. Now, we, like anything else, if you don't know it's a dirty word in a foreign language, it's kind of hard to know. But I think technically you're supposed to dump it.
I think technically you're supposed to. But again, it's with knowledge that somebody had said something awful. And frankly, Robin's the only person who knows what she's saying.
And also, do you guys share GoFundMe links? My fiance and I need help covering his immigration costs and our marriage license. If so, let me know that from our good friend, Mr. Playman. Mr. Playman, we do put up GoFund yourself. We just do it at mensroomlive.com. And all of the links that you guys sent in, we put up there. So if you go to mensroomlive.com, look for GoFund yourself. It just got to the point where we couldn't do them all on the air anymore. And we just sent them there to our website. So very good. If you have a question for Ask the Men's Room, just shoot us an email to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. Wobbin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drinking time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast 30-year-old Eric Lombari of Dover, New Hampshire. Now, Eric is currently on bail from a drug arrest. So when he saw cops pouring into the parking lot of the bank that he was at, he just knew they were coming for him, and so he got the hell out of there and took refuge at a local grocery store. That's when Eric spotted the police approaching the grocery store, and he realized, oh, man, they saw me come over here. So he went into a back room, climbed up into the ceiling to hide. But he fell through the ceiling and was dangling above the deli. But he didn't fall all the way down. The cops saw his legs. What did he do? He climbed back up to the ceiling, kept climbing around the ceiling until he fell through the ceiling again. This time, Ted, in the refrigerated meats section, if you will.
All right.
He still would not come down. Finally, the cops had to coerce him to come down, which they did. He was finally caught. Now, keep in mind, he was charged with criminal mischief, trespassing, and resisting arrest. But the reason we're toasting him is because the cops were not looking for him. They were looking for a suspect in a bank robbery, and they went to the grocery store to see if they had surveillance. They were good. Oh, yeah. Yep. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yay.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch, hola.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
99.9 KISW and KISW HD1, Seattle, a radio.com station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.